Mr. Shani chapter 3, Mishnah 6, Perush and Nigmara Melachtan, if produce, if its work has been completed in regard to Masras, so the Truma and the Masa needs to be taken, the Avru Besoch Yerushalayim, and then it passes through Jerusalem, this produce, it's still untithed, and it passes through Jerusalem on its way to a destination. So in this case over here, Yechazer Masa Shani Shelahin, the produce, when it is eventually tithed, the Masa Sheni has to be brought back to Jerusalem and eaten in Jerusalem. It can't be redeemed onto money because it's passed through Jerusalem at some point after the produce became liable for tithes. V'shelo nigmara melachtan, but if its work is not yet complete, Saleh anavim legas, v'saleh ta'anim lemukta. So for example, it's being taken on its way to the basket of grapes on its way to the press, or basket of figs on its way to its drying place, and it passes through Yerushalayim, and its work hasn't been complete. So in this case over here, Beishamo emrim yechazer mas sheni shelahem, Beishama say, even though its work has not been complete, it's still got to be, when the masa is eventually taken, it's got to be brought back to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. It can't be redeemed. But Beis Hillel say, no, because its work wasn't complete when it passed through Jerusalem, when you eventually take Masa Sheni there, that Masa Sheni can be dealt with as normal. It could be redeemed onto money if he likes, etc. But it doesn't have to be the actual produce, the actual fruit, doesn't have to be brought back to Yerushalayim to eat. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yosi, he says in the name of Rabbi Yosi, Lo nechleku Beishama or Beis Hillel al perish lo nigmarat melachtan. He says Beishama and Beis Hillel didn't disagree in a case where the work is not finished, as we've just said, as the first opinion said, she yipada maase sheini shelahem v'yachel b'chol makom. According to him, Beishama and Beis Hillel agree that if the work is not complete, when it's eventually, and it passes through Jerusalem, when Masa Sheni is eventually taken, it can be redeemed and dealt with as normal. That's not where they disagreed, says Rabbi Shimon. Where they disagreed, Valman Nechleku, what do they disagree on? Al Perush Nigmara Melachtan. They disagree where the work was completed on the produce when it passed through Jerusalem. Shebeishama emrim yechazer maase sheni shelahem v'yachel b'Yerushalayim. In that case, Beishama say that the produce, when maase sheni is eventually taken, it has to be returned to Jerusalem. It can't be redeemed on to money. It's got to come back into Jerusalem. Beis Hillel emrim, but a very lenient view, according to him, of Beis Hillel, yepade v'yachlu b'chol makom, that it can be redeemed wherever it is. When the Masa Sheni is eventually taken, even though it passed through Jerusalem and it was already complete, the work, and then it passed through and it went out somewhere else and Masa Sheni was taken, that doesn't have to come back to Jerusalem. That can be redeemed. So it brings over here in the Kaati that the Halacha follows the first opinion, not the second opinion. And according to the first opinion, Beishama and Beis Hillel agree where the work is complete and the produce passed through Jerusalem and then Masa Sheni was taken, that Masa Sheni has to be brought back. Where they disagree is where the work isn't complete and that passes through Jerusalem and then Masa Sheni is taken. According to Beishama, it has to be brought back, and according to Beis Hillel, it doesn't have to be brought back. And then the last statement of the Mishnah, Vahadamai produce which was in doubt if it was properly tithed because it was bought from an amha'aretz, an unlearned person, nichnas v'yotze v'nifta. It may be brought in and it may be taken out and it may be redeemed. So this kind of produce, once it's brought into Jerusalem, it can still be taken out of Jerusalem and redeemed, and its sanctity transferred onto money.